Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, friends, to another r/AmITheJerk video. Need not worry, anybody that hits those like and subscribe buttons down below are definitely not the jerk. That said, our first story of the day is by SetWeird7812. Am I the jerk for revoking an invite for my son's party? My son's 8, turning 9 tomorrow. I rented out a bowling alley for his friends. On Thursday, I revoked the invite of one of his friends, Teddy, over something his mom did that angered me. Apparently, she had tried poaching our sitter who had been with us for 3 years. My ex and I don't agree on a lot, but we agree that our sitter is the best. We're very happy with him, and our sons are very attached to him. Teddy's mom basically asked our sitter to go to work for her, and she'd match what we pay plus more. He declined and told us. I asked Teddy's mom what happened, and she said her sitter quit, and finding a good one is hard to find. Plus, she and her kids knew our sitter already. She said it wasn't personal and just playground politics. Then she said she'd see us on Sunday, and I said, no, please don't come. She called me petty. My ex thinks that I shouldn't exclude a kid based on what his mom did, but the damage has been done. I don't want to be around someone who did something so sneaky and underhanded. To be honest, like, you would be the jerk for revoking the son's ability to enjoy that bowling alley trip with their friend because of what their mom did? That's completely unrelated to the kid, how the kid acts, what the kid does. Plus, like, they did try to poach the babysitter, I suppose, but like, that was an opportunity for the sitter that you like so much to get a raise, right? It's kind of a weird dynamic, but OP's kind of expressing that they're upset that their beloved babysitter got offered a raise by somebody else. If anything, I would say make sure you give that babysitter a raise yourself and make sure to return that loyalty from them even admitting that they got offered that. Would you guys agree that the babysitter deserves the raise here from OP? Let me know what you guys think in the comments down below. Our next story is from Emergency U1491. Am I the jerk for trying to convince my daughter-in-law to start cooking? My son and his girlfriend, both 29, aren't married, but they've been together for 7 years now, so I'll refer to her as my daughter-in-law. We have a great relationship, and I'm very happy she's the one with my son. We've had some issues in the past with her being too shy and reserved, but it's all good now. They're both doctors and are currently in the last year of their residency before becoming specialists. That means that they work a lot and have a lot of responsibilities as they both enjoy academic research. So work kind of never ends for them. They've been living together for 3 years now, and according to them, this is their routine. Wake up at 6 a.m., go to the hospital, have lunch at the hospital cafeteria around 12, then continue to work until 5, and then return home. My daughter-in-law doesn't cook. I found out about it after they started living together, and my son told me that they always eat at the hospital, and on their off days, they'd eat outside or order takeaway. I know for a fact that my daughter-in-law can cook well, as she's helped me host family dinners and always bring something she's made. However, she never cooks for them. I've tried telling her that eating home-cooked meals is healthier, but they claim that the hospital food is also healthy and balanced, and that everybody eats there. I tried suggesting meal preps on Sundays and then taking their lunch to work, but she doesn't want to. Apparently, her mother told her to not spend her energy doing things she doesn't enjoy, and she doesn't feel like cooking and washing the dishes after, so she just doesn't do it. Also, she says they work hard enough and they're able to afford eating out whenever they feel like, so she doesn't see the need to spend her limited free time to cook. I'm a lawyer, so I know what a busy schedule looks like, but I still always found time to cook for my family 3 times a week. It's not the most enjoyable task, but seeing my son and husband enjoy my meals was rewarding enough. That's why I'm trying to convince her to try cooking, especially since they told me they'll try for a baby next year after their exam. Last time she was rude to me, she told me to stop trying to micromanage her and mind my own business, but I'm just trying to look out for them. So, am I the jerk? I would say yes, OP is the jerk, because they keep going on about it. If this is like a 1 or maybe 2 time thing where you're talking about how nice it would be to make home-cooked meals and healthier and whatnot, and both times the daughter-in-law says, well, we make enough money, we just prefer to do that, it's nicer, you should be able to know that they made their mind up. and you kind of have to put a little trust in them that when they have an actual living baby, that they're going to do what's necessary to make sure the baby is taken care of. Like, hopefully you don't have to worry that they're going to go try to pick up a McDonald's hamburger to try to feed the kid. And also, why can't the son cook? Why is this all about the daughter-in-law? This next story is by Broad Possession 1486. Am I the jerk for causing my husband to cut out his mom? Mother-in-law, 59-year-old female, and I, 29-year-old female, have never seen eye to eye on anything. Polar opposites. Neither of us are bad people by any means, just not compatible at all. We're friendly and civil because of our mutual love for my husband, 28-year-old male. We've been together 7 years this year. We have 3 kids, one is mine from a previous relationship. He's been a part of his life since he was a year old. Every single year, without fail, mother-in-law forgets his birthday. It's the same week as hers, so it should be easy to remember. She remembers our other kids' birthdays, her biological, but never my son. At first, I chalked it up to lack of bonding time, but that's not the case anymore. He's been to all get-togethers and here every time she visits. I told husband I was tired of it and she needed to treat them all equally. It's his mother, so I told him to deal with it. Mutual agreement that we deal with our own family while spouse provides support. Well, he did, and it ended up with him going no contact, which I did not expect. I guess it led to a ton of stuff about his past with her, favoritism, religious trauma, etc. I got a text from her saying this was all my fault because I made him confront her and wasn't being fair. My own mother agrees with her. A birthday shouldn't be this big of a deal, and I should just tolerate her, but I wasn't the one who went no contact. I didn't even know he would do that. It was out of the blue for me too, so am I the jerk? Should I have just let it be? I think OP's definitely not the jerk. Considering OP's husband has been part of this kid's life since the kid was 1 year old, and it's been 7 years, and they've been actively participating in all the family events, and there's 2 other kids in that group that do get treated well, there's no excuse to exclude that one kid, and I feel like go out of your way to not acknowledge them because you don't forget that a birthday's happening in the same week as your birthday, especially after 7 years of chances to actually remember it. Our next story is by Wolfpack85. Am I the jerk for refusing to help my brother and his family? For context, I have 1 older brother. I have 2 kids, and he has 2 with his wife. All of our kids are school-aged, his 2 and my youngest go to the same school. My sister-in-law doesn't work, hasn't in years. She doesn't have a license. My brother works full-time. I'm a single mom, so when I have my kids, I do the whole school thing, and since my brother's 2 attend the same school as one of mine, I'll pick up his kids from school and bring them home. If I don't have time to pick up my kids, my mom or dad will pick up my brother's kids. Recently, I've noticed that my parents or myself are doing a lot for them when my brother's off work and at home. This happened several times before I said something about it. Sister-in-law needed to go to the grocery store. Both kids were at school. She asked me if I could take her. I didn't really want to since it was my only day off work that week, but they had no food at home, so I agreed. I go over and see my brother's car out front. I asked her if he was home and she said, yeah, it's his day off. This didn't sit well with me. I asked her if he was feeling okay. She was confused and said, yeah, he feels fine. Why? I told her, well, I don't understand why you called me when he's home, capable of taking you, or going for you. She told me, well, like I said, it's his day off. He doesn't feel like doing it. I told her that it's not my responsibility to do things for her. I do it to help out when my brother's at work because she has no way else to do it. That I don't appreciate being taken advantage of when he's right there to take care of his family himself. After some back and forth, I left. My brother calls me and is mad, saying, "My kids will starve tonight and it's your fault. You could have just taken her because I work hard all week and needed a day off. I hate going to the store." Like, just manipulative, victimizing things. I told him that his family and their needs are no longer a priority of mine. That I didn't mind helping out when it's needed, but when he's home, healthy, and able, I'm not needed. That my time is just as important as his, and from now on, they can figure out another way to get things done when he's not able to. I called my parents and told them what's been happening. They've noticed it a lot lately too, but haven't said anything to them because they're his parents, and those are their grandchildren. My parents think I'm the jerk for refusing to help them anymore with anything. even if my brother's actually at work, because now they'll rely solely on them. I told my parents it's on them to set boundaries in their own life. This is now one of mine, that they can help out even more or set limits with their own time. I feel really taken advantage of, and there is absolutely no remorse from them. My sister-in-law is blasting me on social media, calling me a bad person, bad talking about me to her friends and family. So I need to know, am I the jerk? I feel like OP's definitely not the jerk here, am I right? Do you guys agree with me that it's laughable that the brother called OP and said, "My kids will starve tonight and it's your fault," and they're literally on their day off at home capable of going even just to pick up fast food? Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Our next story is by Noah Halabiko. Am I the jerk for not wanting to spend Mother's Day with my mother-in-law? Just had a heated discussion about this, so I need some clarity from the strangers of the internet. My husband has a tradition of celebrating Mother's Day with his mother. He normally goes all out with gifts, a fancy dinner, and spending most of the day with her. I normally have plans with my mother, so it had never been a problem. After I had our first child, I thought things would change a bit, but they didn't. His mother is the focus of the day, and all activities revolve around her. We are very different people, and I don't enjoy what she does. Now that we have two young children, it's really getting to me. Each Mother's Day is the same as a usual Sunday, with the exception that his mom is always around either from the night before or he goes to collect her. When he collects her, that means he spends 4 hours of the day driving there and back, and I'm with the kids. Most Mother's Days, we spend the day as a multi-generational group, with my mom as well doing stuff the grandmoms or kids love. So it's time in the park, kid-friendly restaurants, shopping, and back home. This isn't much different from a usual day with the grandparents. I'll keep this quick. In contrast, on Father's Day, I get up early to get breakfast, myself, and the kids ready. We go excursion, eat at his favorite restaurant, and basically do everything to make a fuss of him. My father's not around, so there's never been a co-conflict. This year, I suggested we do the usual on Mother's Day, and then the following Sunday, I get to sleep in, and we have a family day based on what I enjoy and eat at my favorite restaurant. My husband thinks I'm missing the point, and the day isn't about me as the new mom, it's about all the moms in the family celebrating together. Am I the jerk for wanting a second Mother's Day where I'm the focus without his mother? I think OP's husband has a nice sentiment of celebrating all together. That said, I don't think there's any specific rule on how you're supposed to spend Mother's Day. It's all about just celebrating and supporting and giving back to mothers, right? So God forbid OP as a mother wants to have a pampering Mother's Day of their own, rather than, I don't know, having to do stuff for other mothers. Like, if you can have a Father's Day where it's all about him and all the stuff he likes, you can have a Mother's Day that's all about you and what you like and pampering you. And maybe they need to lose a Father's Day to realize that. If anything, you would wish that the husband would want to go out of their way to give a special day to OP, their wife, and the mother of their children. Our next story is by MurkyAd8476. Am I the jerk for not telling my long-term boyfriend what my soul name is? Okay, folks, this is a weird one, but hear me out. I'm 28-year-old female, and I live with my long-term boyfriend, 29-year-old male. My parents are pagans, and I grew up with all kinds of weird mumbo-jumbo holidays and traditions. I put that in quotes, as many of these things are cultural appropriation in my honest opinion. My parents are white, hippie people, but I love them. I'm an atheist now, but I'm still on good terms with my parents, who love me and respect my own disbeliefs. Anyhow, one of these traditions in my family is that when you have your 16th birthday, you get a soul name. If you're a boy, your father names you. If you're a girl, your mom names you. It's a whole thing with a fire ceremony and whatnot. That soul name, however, is supposed to be a secret with a very few exceptions. No one knows it except the parent who gave it to you and yourself. It has to do with some sort of names magic. An exception would be if you get married, hand fasting, you could tell your partner your soul name as some sort of commitment token. Now, I really don't believe in any of this stuff anymore, and I joke with my boyfriend about the weirdness of my pagan childhood memories. Some of it was also cute, and the naming ritual is one of these examples. I really feel like my mother gave me a very special thing for my 16th birthday with this. I cherish it. especially because my mother said, you know, when you name a baby, you don't really name the person this baby will grow up to be. I want you to have this new name as your soul name because it's so more you.
Aww.
Now, this recently came up. I told the story to a few friends we had over for dinner with me and my boyfriend. And my boyfriend suddenly insisted he wants to know what the name is. I told him to keep it a secret, but my boyfriend said, I'm your long-term partner, so you should tell me. Besides that, you don't believe in this stuff anyways. My friends gave us an embarrassed look, and the mood was kind of ruined for the evening. My boyfriend's been salty for the last 2 days. I don't really know why I don't want to tell him. I'm somewhat embarrassed by the name itself. It's not cringe or racist, it's just a bit weird. So that's part of it. And while he's right that I don't believe in the name magic, it still feels like I'm handing him a chunk of myself, and I'm doing something that cannot be undone. Am I the jerk for not wanting to tell him? Personally, I don't think OP's the jerk because while they may not believe in the whole name magic part of it, it is still kind of very much like a touching thing that they share almost secretly or privately with their own mom. And like, this isn't some secret hookup that they're hiding. This isn't some dark secret about their past or their opinion on anything. Whether OP's boyfriend knew or didn't know, literally nothing would change except that more than just OP and their mom would know the name, thereby maybe ruining the special feeling of it, and nothing would change at all for the boyfriend. So I'm not sure. Would OP be the jerk for holding out on this? Let me know in the comments. Our next story is by What the Heck You Do to Be Everglade. Am I the jerk for not letting my 16-year-old daughter have my 10-year-old son's room? We're in the process of moving into a new home. The house is more spacious than the old one, but has limited rooms. It only has 3 rooms. My wife and I have 3 daughters, 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and 12-year-old, and 1 son, 10-year-old. The problem that's been tearing the family apart right now is that my 16-year-old daughter is refusing to share a room with her 2 sisters. She wants her 10-year-old brother's room. Her argument is that her brother is too young to have his own room and that she deserves more privacy and space since she's the eldest. The thing is, we as a family always give the boys their own rooms, no matter the age, while the girls share a room together. This method has proven to work because girls naturally share, while boys don't, and they fight a lot. My daughter threw a rage fit and got my wife involved. My wife called me unreasonable for thinking it's fair to make the 3 girls share 1 room while our son gets an entire room for himself. And he's the youngest, so he's the one with the least privacy. I told her that it's been like this for years, and just because we're moving into a new home doesn't mean things have to change. To be honest, part of me is thinking that the 16-year-old's doing this simply because she's against the idea of moving in the first place and is looking for excuses to not move into the new home. My wife argued that moving our 12-year-old daughter with our 10-year-old is the best compromise, but my son won't accept this and I already know that. All I'm looking for is for everyone to be happy and comfortable, and to my understanding, my daughter was fine with sharing a room with her sisters then, why change her mind now? My wife still sided with her and said that I should be careful because the girls are beginning to sense some sort of favoritism towards my son, which isn't true at all. But it's all about what we're used to and what is the norm in the family. They're both not speaking to me and are acting somewhat hostile towards me. Looking beyond the fact that this house clearly isn't adequate for their family, a lot of times that thing just can't really be helped. That said, I think OP is the jerk because it seems to me like their behavior does show some pretty clear favoritism towards the boys, and probably some sexism too. Saying girls naturally share while boys don't and fight a lot. Like, do you have some scientific studies to show that? The whole girls share thing and boys don't and fight a lot, that's 1,000,000% just based off of the personalities of the kids. That's such a non-reason. And then OP's kind of shifting around saying, we want what's comfortable for everybody, and then backtracking and saying, well, this has been the norm, so we should just do that still. I don't blame the daughter for wanting to try to fight for a nicer living situation. Our next story is by OKBell3447. Would I be the jerk if I let my uncle report my car as stolen? I'm 18-year-old female. My parents divorced when I was 6. My mom remarried my stepdad, Oscar, while my dad remained single. I have 2 step-siblings, 21-year-old female and 19-year-old male, and 1 half-brother, 8-year-old male, from my mom's side. My dad didn't have any more kids. He was an active role in my life, though. He traveled a lot, but we would always call, and he'd come visit me as soon as he got back. I'd spend months in his house since he remained close to us, so I had equal access to my schools whenever it was his or my mom's custody time. Oscar doesn't like my paternal family at all, but it sucks to suck. He always tries to boss me around, telling me that while I live at his house that he was my dad and I had to obey him. He tried to take away a bunch of the things my dad gave me, toys, clothes, tech, because I had to share with his kids. He tried to force a relationship, but I never cared. Well, my dad passed away a year ago, and just a month or two before that, he had bought a brand new car. Since I'm his only child, I was left pretty much everything. My uncle, 25-year-old male, brought me a few things after the funeral, including the car, and told me that I should learn how to drive. He couldn't teach me before he had to be away for college. I couldn't do it, and a few months ago, I started to notice my car moved. I thought it was odd because Oscar has his own, but it turns out that he'd been using it because he likes it. I said that he never asked for my permission and that he couldn't just use my things, but he laughed in my face and said that I was a child and he didn't need my permission, and that after all these years, I owed him. I called my uncle crying, and he told me to give him a call when Oscar took the car so he could report it as stolen. But I'm scared. Would I be the jerk if I let my uncle do it? I don't think my stepdad has any intention to give my car back. It depends who the car's title is in the name of. If it's the uncle or OP's name, absolutely. This guy's being a total jerk and trying to use your multiple $1,000 vehicle without ever having any approval to do so? That's absolutely not okay, and you would not be a jerk at all for reporting it. They can't just go around stealing your stuff. You shouldn't let them steamroll you and abuse that authority. This next story is by Indecent Babysitter. Am I the jerk for firing the babysitter for being a bad influence? My wife and I hired a babysitter, Adeline, 18, for our kids, 8-month-old, 2-year-old female, 4-year-old female, 5-year-old male, and 7-year-old female, a few months ago. Adeline is great with the kids, and she's the only babysitter that can handle so many young kids. A couple problems are that she's consistently late. It's usually no more than 5 minutes. She has been 10 and maybe even 15 minutes late, however, but it's still irritating. Another thing is, after she gets everyone in bed, she spends the rest of the night on her phone or laptop. She never cleans up in the playroom because she claims it's always messy and she doesn't know where anything goes, and will only clean up what she did with the kids. For example, Adeline did an art project with my older 3 kids and cleaned the counters and the floor after that art project, but she didn't pick up the toys that were in the living room or do the dishes. Another problem is that her outfits can be a little inappropriate for kids so young. Crop tops, shorts, skirts, dresses that are a little too short, low-cut shirts, etc. I've asked my wife to talk to her about it. I felt that it would be more comfortable coming from another woman, but she refused, even though she had admitted that she would like Adeline to wear slightly less revealing clothes. My parents are in town and they wanted to take the kids on a walk. While on the walk, they saw Adeline on a run wearing a sports bra and shorts that barely covered anything. All of my kids had seen it, and we heard about how they had seen Adeline without a shirt for days. My 5-year-old's also been talking about how pretty she is and he's going to marry her when he's older, which is completely inappropriate. I decided to fire her because of the reasons I listed above. When I told my wife, she started screaming at me because she thinks Adeline is a great babysitter and is reasonably priced. I told her Adeline is a bad influence, and I don't want her around my kids, but she's refusing to speak to me until I call Adeline back and offer her job back. She even wants me to offer her a raise if she says no. Am I the jerk for firing the babysitter for being a bad influence? I think OP is the jerk in this situation. If they're out for a run and they're not on the clock as a babysitter, who cares that they're wearing a sports bra and short shorts? In no world should they ever be, you know, I babysit a bunch of kids, so I better dress conservatively while I'm out here in the park going for a run. Not only that, she's a babysitter, not a maid. If she doesn't make the mess and it's already messy like that when she got there, why is she the one that's supposed to clean up? You tell me you have 5 kids under the age of 7 that one 18-year-old babysitter can handle and clean up after with whatever they're doing and put them to bed and whatnot, and is reasonably priced, and you're upset that they're wearing low-cut shirts doing it and on their off time going in runs and sports bras and shorts? And lastly, newsflash, 5-year-olds, they say the darndest things like that. Saying they're gonna grow up and marry their babysitter is actually a very common thing, I think, for kids to say. Do you guys agree that this is just wholly outrageous? Our next story is by FitPromise8478. Am I the jerk for making my stepsister miss a trip because she had to pay for the books she destroyed? I'm 16-year-old female. My dad married my stepmom 2 years ago. She has a daughter, 16-year-old female, called Bianca. Bianca and I don't like each other. She thinks I'm a spoiled brat and that I have a princess complex because both my parents come from money, and I always get what I want. This by no means is true at all. While my parents bought me lots of things, I have a part-time job, and I keep my grades up to earn everything I ask for. One of the things I love the most are books. Fantasy, romance, crime, mystery, I love them all. My mom and I share this hobby, so we're always buying books and reading them together. I also have a Nintendo Switch and a TV at my room. Aside from my laptop and my phone, those are my most prized possessions. My sister is always asking to borrow my things, clothes, makeup, my Switch, or my books. I let her use the first three because I don't really care, but when it comes to my books, I don't let anybody else have them. A few weeks ago, she came and asked me to take one or two because she saw the guy she likes reading The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and I happen to have that book, though I'm still yet to read it. I said no and we had a discussion because I was too spoiled to share. She asked again by dinner and I said no, then she asked by breakfast and tried to get my dad and stepmom in. Both of them agreed with me. I sent her a few links to the book with a discount, and I thought that was it. But 3 days ago, when I came back from my mom's house, I found 7 of my books, including the one she wanted, ripped to pieces, as well as some big chunks of my wallpaper missing and a few posters on the floor all destroyed. It was no mystery. As soon as I told my dad and stepmom, they knew it was her and grounded her. She was supposed to go to LA in June for her birthday, but her stepmom said that she wasn't going to be paying for it, and since her dad won't either, deadbeat, then she'll pretty much miss it, since some of the money will be mine to replace all the things she destroyed, and the rest will be kept as punishment. She's now cursing me and calling me every name under the sun because I ruined her trip, and the guy's been talking to other girls. I think OP's not the jerk, and I kinda hope the guy keeps talking to other girls and gets involved with them. Honestly, if this stepsister keeps acting like this, I hope every guy she's remotely interested in tries to stay a mile away from her. Nobody deserves to be saddled down with some bratty, revenge-seeking kid like that. And our final story of the day is by TimeAd5822. Am I the jerk for refusing to let my ex-boyfriend meet my child? I, 37-year-old female, have a wonderful son, 5-year-old male. It was hard for me to get pregnant because of some issues I had, retroverted uterus and other pathologies. Before my son, I had 3 miscarriages. For context, I met my ex-boyfriend when I was 22. We wanted to have a family, and as we were in love, we started trying. We never married, so we spent almost 10 years trying, and because of my conditions, I had 3 miscarriages. We tried hard over and over again. I felt bad and frustrated. We went to counseling because we wanted to be together, but there was an important missing piece. After my 3rd miscarriage, he started seeing a coworker. I looked the other way because I felt somehow guilty. My self-esteem was low because I could get pregnant but not give birth. One day, I was sick of it because he didn't even try to hide it, so I confronted him because I felt disrespected. He confessed that he fell in love with this woman and was leaving me because I wasn't a real woman who could properly bear a child. That was hard to hear. I got deeply depressed but had to move on. He moved to another city with his mistress. They married and had 2 daughters. 2 months after he left, I found out I was pregnant again. 4 months. I didn't tell anyone because my pregnancies didn't usually last longer than 5 months. I was sure I was going to miss it. His family used to be so rude and made mean comments about me losing my babies. Everything went perfect, and my boy was born safe and sound. I told his family about the baby because I thought it was the right thing to do. But his mom said that I'm not even sure who the father is. So I decided that I had enough from that family, and as money wasn't a problem, I moved on. I met my husband, we moved out, and he acknowledged my son. We welcomed our daughter last year. Yeah, I could give birth for the second and last time. Last December, I returned to my hometown to see my mother, and as she and my ex's mom are neighbors, she got to see my son. Her face went white, since my son looked just like her son at the same age. Ex called to ask me about my child, stating that he didn't know. I don't buy it, his parents and siblings knew, and that he wants to be his father now. But I told him that he's 5 years late, and my son has a real dad and doesn't need him to freak his life up. Once he's older, he can decide. He and his mom have called me the jerk and have been posting on how I kept his child from him and how I refused to let him in. So, am I the jerk here? Just the fact alone that this guy abandoned OP, cheated on them blatantly, and then left when called out on it? They don't deserve to be in that kid's life. And considering that OP found somebody new that adopted that child and raised them as if they were their own, they don't need that backstabber in their life. I think OP's definitely not the jerk. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. So of all these stories I've read today, which is your favorite and why? Let me know in the comments down below. And if you haven't yet, if you could like and subscribe, that would mean a lot to me. Whatever you do, whether it's liking, subscribing, turning notifications on, all of it helps grow this channel, and I appreciate the heck out of it. So until next time, I'll see you all tomorrow with some more stories.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.